betray us. When darkness seems to win, we know the pain reminds his heart. This is not, this is not
risen.
That's three for the Trinity. You had to do it that way. Anyway, welcome this morning. We also welcome our campus ministry, Katie and the crew. I'm excited to have you here this morning. And am I on?
No.
Why not? Am I on now? Battery is low. Anyway, we're excited to have our campus ministry here. Campus ministry is one of our partner ministries that we are very important in the life of our church. And thank you, Darren. The thing, when I used to be a campus pastor, I was campus pastor for 9 years. And when I got out to congregations, one of the things I would always say, and maybe I hope I'm not taking your thunder here, Katie. I'm not? Okay. But one of the things I would always say to the congregations that I go to, because a lot of times they didn't really understand that they were part of campus ministry, that they were partners in campus ministry. But I would always go out to say thank you. I would say thank you because our church is one of the few churches that continues to choose to be present at this point in time in our young adults' lives. And I'm very grateful for that, that we choose to be there and walk with our with young people through this stage. And so I thank you on behalf of Katie for your partnership, and was just excited to see that when I was considering coming here to be your pastor. So, well, do you want to say anything?
Whoa. Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. I do just want to say thank you again for your support. This congregation has really stepped up providing meals. The outreach team actually just stepped in to do a meal that we needed to have covered. At this time, I will recognize a couple of our board members as well. So Josie and Leslie, if you want to stand up. They serve on the LCM Board of Directors and help a lot with what we do. But you will see a video that shares a little bit more about what we do, and I will talk a little bit more about that when I share the message. So, do you have anything else? Good. All right, so stand as you are able for the confession and forgiveness. Gathered together in the strength and hope of this community, we come before God with the truth of our lives, trusting in the mercy and love of our Creator. Let us offer our confession before God and each other. Holy God, we know that in so many ways we have run from you. We have ignored your call. We have closed our eyes to your presence. We have disbelieved your mercy. We have disregarded your words. We have belittled ourselves. We have forsaken others. So we ask once again for your forgiveness. We ask you to stay with us as we turn away from what is wrong and hurtful to what is hope-filled and life-giving. Forgive us and lead us forward into your truth and life. Friends, hear the good news. God in Christ walks with us, abounding in steadfast love. In Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven and we are made new. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace of Christ that we have through his forgiveness with one another. Yeah? Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
So my name is Katie O'Connell. I am the communications coordinator at LCM. And one of my roles every year for the past 2 years, I guess, is to create a video that sums up LCM and kind of who we are and what we've been doing for the last year. So what you're about to see is what I created. And there's a surprise for you at the end, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
I've walked among the shadows, you wiped my tears away, and I felt the pain of heartbreak. And I've seen the brighter days, and I've prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place, and I have held your blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing up the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. You're God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys, God of the hills and valleys, and I
I've been really fortunate, I think, to be able to join and be a part of LCM because of all the people I've gotten to meet and just are so passionate about getting to know one another and about their faith and just having a good time with one another and growing together as people. So LCM has been a big part of my life there and just making college a lot more fun for me.
When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through that valley, I know I am not alone. You're part of the healing hills and valleys, healing hills and valleys, God of the healing hills and valleys. And I am not alone. Father, you give and take away every joy and every pain.
The thing I like about LCM is the fact that it's a community that's more like a family. It gives me a chance to come every Monday night to a bunch of people that are very greeting and welcoming, and it gives me a chance to like really be myself. And I think without LCM, like, I wouldn't be as involved as I am now.
Who sees me there when I'm standing on the mountain? I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, no, I am not alone. No, I'm not alone. Hills and valleys, and I am not alone.
Anytime a heart turns from darkness to light, anytime temptation comes and someone stands to fight, anytime somebody lives to serve and not be served, I know, I know, I know, I know.
God is on the move, on the move.
LCM became so much more than I ever expected it to be. I didn't join an organization my first year because the previous church had left me scarred. But I did join LCM my second year, where I reconnected with old friends and made new ones. I even was able to use my major to help LCM grow and advertise by making posters and t-shirts and able to encourage others to come to a place like this.
Stirs a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go. I know, I know, I know, I know.
Thank you.
just walk in here and it'll be part of the blooper reel.
God is on the move.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, okay. Okay. Try not to get those stains that I just... Yeah.
You should just, like...
There you go.
Okay.
Here, I got an angel.
There you go.
Hello. My name's John Roy.
Perfect.
Hello. How about that?
Oh no, you're gonna use it.
Maybe.
I encourage you to stand and join us in singing our first gathering song, Your Grace Is Enough.
Yeah!
Let us pray. O God, you give us your Son as the vine apart from whom we cannot live. Nourish our life in his resurrection, that we may bear the fruit of love and know the fullness of your joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may remain standing for the reading of the Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to John chapter 15.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like branches and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
O Christ. You may be seated. Well, good morning, everyone. Like I said before, it is such a privilege to be with you all this morning, to share about what we're doing at Campus Ministry, and to worship with you and share the songs with you. We would not be able to do any of this without your support, whether that's support with prayers, your financial support, or your donations of meals, or helping out with our events. We really appreciate it. So today our gospel reading is all about interconnectedness. It's about the relationship we share with each other in Christ and the celebration of everything that makes us unique and able to serve others and share God's love in different ways. It reminds us to celebrate the partnership that our ministries share. So as I took some time to think about the reading and in preparing for this message, I came across three major themes that are woven throughout this passage. The first one is this idea that Jesus gives us a connection to the true vine and the life-giving vine. In our connection to the vine that is Jesus, we are cared for. We are given new opportunities to grow in both faith and life. Each one of us is at a different stage of life, whether that's a child, a high schooler, a college student, a young adult, middle-aged, or into our older years. Each one of us is constantly being pruned by God with new opportunities to grow and be able to experience new things and grow in faith. The amazing gift we are given through being part of a faith community is the ability to make new connections and help us transition from one stage to another. Our spiritual life flows out of the vine, and the image of the vine invites us to consider how we experience communion with God in Christ. God is in us, and we are in God. The branch abides in the life-giving vine, and from that life-giving vine comes the love of God, which is expressed in the life of faith. We also hear this word abide in this passage. Abide in me as I abide in you. When we think of what this word means in the context of this passage, many of us may have different viewpoints. When I read it, my thoughts were that to abide is to feel that connection we have with Jesus, to feel the calm of knowing that we are loved, and to feel peace as the Spirit guides us on our journey of faith and life. Another theme that jumped out at me is this idea of connectedness. Our lives are grounded in community. There's an old expression that I'm sure almost everyone has heard at some point in their life. It's not who you know, or it's not what you know, but who you know. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely a good idea to learn through schooling and life experiences, but we all know that sometimes the connections we have help us to get ahead or help us to accomplish a task, decision, or project. In this gospel reading, Jesus assures us that we've already got the right connections. We are reminded that we're not on our own. We are connected to each other through Christ. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches that we see also at the back of the sanctuary. So I'm going to skip ahead a little bit to a later part of the passage, so I'm going to steal a little bit of Randy's thunder for next week. But
I'm not preaching next week either.
Oh, perfect. But I'm sure many of us have heard this before, and it's forever etched in my mind because we used it as a theme verse during one of the summers that I worked at Luther Park Bible Camp. You did not choose me, but I chose you. We didn't earn this. We can't pay for it. This is a gift from God. We are included in this network of incredible partners in faith and life. As often as Jesus tells us that we must partner in his work, we also remember that we must witness to his love. All of this we hear today about our connectedness, our spiritual life in Christ and with each other, leads us to our final theme, to show God's love and to love each other. All right. So some of you may be wondering that there are a couple extra things in the worship space this morning. And those of you who have heard me preach before know that I like to do activities during my sermon. So we're going to do another one today. I know, you're all shocked. So at the end of each pew, there is a small bowl of rocks. Hopefully there is enough for everyone, but if I would ask you to share if there aren't. So go ahead and pass the bowl down the row so everybody grabs a rock. Everyone have one? We're almost there? Okay. So, I would like each of you to take a look at your rock. What color is it? What makes your rock unique? How heavy is it? How does it feel in your hand? Is it smooth? Or does it feel rough in some spots? Are there some chips in some places? Does it have jagged edges? Continue to hold your rock in your hand. Why did you choose this rock? Was there something that drew you to this rock in particular, or did you just grab it? Just as each of us has a story, so does this rock. It has been many places. It was created and given a purpose. There are no two rocks in this sanctuary that are alike, just as there are no two people that are. We each are given gifts and talents from God that allow us to create this community that we are a part of. We may go through challenging times. We may feel we are being chipped away at, just like some of these rocks. And just like the rocks, though some may be smaller, some may show more age and wear, we are all connected the same vine in Jesus. So as you come up for communion this morning, I would ask that you place your rock in this container with some water in it up front, gently, might I add. As our rocks fill the container, we can see how we can come together to create something special and beautiful. Each one matters. Remember, as you place your rock in the container, that you are loved. And you are chosen by God to do good things in the world and spread his love to others who need it. So if we continue to look at this passage, we hear Jesus tell his disciples, I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. In bearing fruit, we take these gifts we are given, the knowledge we have, the experiences we've lived through, and combine them to show the world who we are and what we can offer. We bring our gifts to committees, to teams, to board meetings and study groups. We bring our gifts when we share God's love. Our final theme, love. I think the Beatles had it right. All you need is love. The main point of this passage, of the activity with the rocks, this message, And the reason we are all gathered here this morning is because we understand we are part of something bigger. The 15th chapter of John is filled with love. The word love is repeated 9 times in 9 verses. There's no way we can escape the message of this passage. Jesus makes clear that this relationship is not just two-sided. The source of all this love is God the Father. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. In the love we are given, we are reminded that we have fruit to bear. We have fruit that will last. Years later, Paul will list the fruits of the Spirit in his letters to the Galatians. Knowing he was one with Christ and abiding in his love, the fruits that resulted are these: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The attributes are not earned, they spring forth from abiding in Christ's love. But also in this love comes friendship. Jesus teaches the disciples that discipleship means friendship with him and with God. Discipleship is being a branch of the vine. It's relational. Hence Jesus' use of the terms friends for his followers. He says, I no longer call you servants. I have called you friends. Jesus distinguishes friendship from servanthood. To be a friend is to share a personal relationship and to be made aware of the plans and purposes of the other. As we all know, some of us know too well, friendship can take some serious work. None of us are the perfect friend. It's a constant, evolving, and growing relationship. In friendships, we sometimes have to put aside what we want to do for what our friend needs in that moment. In moments where we may feel alone or feel like there is no friend in sight, we have to remember that Jesus has promised to be our friend, our mentor, and help us when we are struggling, when we feel alone, and when we feel we have nowhere else to turn. It's through the love we feel from others, from this church community that we're a part of, that we can continue to grow in faith and life. Another passage that I've used in the campus ministry setting often is one that fits right in with this idea of interconnectedness and the appreciation for each individual's gifts and talents that they bring. We also use this as our theme verse for our spring break trip this year, in which a group of us partnered with UW River Falls to travel to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, learn about the Lakota people, and walk alongside them in faith and life. From Romans chapter 12, for as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. Every addition to the body of Christ enables God and us to do more. To do more to help those who are struggling, to do more to listen, to do more to speak with kindness and compassion, to do our very best to share the love that Jesus was talking about. So as you leave worship today, I leave you with a few thoughts. First, again, I really want to express my gratitude, and I'm sure the students can say the same, for your continued support of what we do. We're so grateful for this partnership. Second being this, remember the connectedness that we share. Remember that like the rocks, we are each unique, and our uniqueness helps us to create this diverse and thriving faith community we are a part of. And finally this, I often share these verses from Matthew with my students, and I may have shared them with you before, but it's always good to have that reminder that encourages us to live out the gospel, share God's love, and make our faith our own. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. For that, we can say, thanks be to God. Amen. You can stay seated for our next song, Lord, I Need You.
raise my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and strength. Lord, I need you.
As the baptismal party comes up here, I'd like to invite any kids to come down here and gather around the altar rail so you can get a good look at what's happening. Just right down here. Can you come in? Come on, Natalie. Come on. Right over here. Right over here. Just come over here. By Sophie, yeah. Any other kids? You can see what's all going on. Very good. Very good. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin. You got to look at this. This is wonderful. Frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in communion with of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusted in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Rhett baptized in Christ? Okay, parents. You know what? We talked about this yesterday. He's not going to remember today. So you're taking some responsibility here today and making some promises and entrusting in you these things. You're entrusted with the responsibilities to live with Him among God's faithful people. Bring him to the Word of God and the Holy Supper and teach him the Lord's Prayer and the Creed and the Ten Commandments. Place in his hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture him in faith and prayer so that he may learn to trust God to proclaim Christ through word and deed. Care for others and the world God made and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Rhett grow in the Christian faith and life? And you know what? You need help to do that. That's why Justin and Natasha are standing up here with you. Sponsors, do you promise to nurture Rhett in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Holy Spirit and to help him live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? So say, I do.
I do.
Now, the thing is, we need a lot more help. We need a family. We need a community of faith. And that's what, as we're gathered here today, I ask you, people of God, do you promise to support Red and his parents and sponsors and to pray for their lives in Christ?
We do.
What?
We do.
Now, the thing is, I told them, we say those words today, but I told them, you will do that. They won't know it all the time. But I know that you will do it. You will do what you say. Now I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Well, so say I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? I invite the congregation to stand as you're able and join in our confession. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that red who is baptized and all who are washed in these waters may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. That baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. There you go. There you go, bud. Whoa. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you gave your daughters and sons new birth. Sustain them from sin and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Rhett with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the wisdom of spirit of understanding and might, spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Rhett, child of God, you have been marked with the cross of Christ and sealed with the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Okay, Maya. Watch where we're going to light it right here. Light it right from here, Maya. These gifts are to help you on the way. You know, quilts are wonderful things. You can play on them. You can make forts out of them. And when you put them around you, they keep you warm. And may that quilt be a reminder that this congregation surrounds you and read in that care. And the first Bible stories. Remember to tell the stories. We need to be reminded of things. And one of the other things we do is we light candles to help celebrate things. like birthdays and other special occasions, anniversaries. And so we light a candle today to help remind us of what happened today. I want to encourage you on the anniversary of this day that you light this candle and you tell Rhett the story until he knows it himself. Remember I told you yesterday I was baptized January 22nd, 1956. I didn't remember that day, but I know the day. So remember to tell. All right? Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized here. Come on, bud. Let's welcome this new guy into it. Isn't he cute? He's a keeper? They say he's a... Sarah and Jason, they say he's a keeper. He's a keeper. Hey, bud. When I got up there, he gave me the best smile. It was just incredible. Here we go. You can blow that up now if you want to. Here, I got a few more things for you too. We'll continue with our offering at this time. Right there. Justin, this is for you. It's for you. And this is for that. And this right here is that the shell is a symbol. This is kind of nice little holder. All things to help. Very good. Very good. God's peace. God's peace, Jason. God's peace, Justin. God's peace. Go ahead. Oh. So the box. We'll just put it right back up there. Thank you for your help. You can go back to your seat now.
pilgrims on a journey. We are travelers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. As Jesus gathered with his friends, his disciples, he took some bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And when the meal had ended, he took a cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Our Lord Jesus is the host of this meal. So come to the banquet, for it's ready now, just for you. Today we'll be processional style, making lines. There's two stations, one on either side of the altar railing here. And please remember to pick up a glass in the basket there. We'll be using pouring chalices. And there'll be grape juice and wine, both available on each side. We also have gluten-free wafers, too, for those who need to have our gluten-free. So come. It's prepared for you.
Also remember to place your rock in the water as you come forward.
Okay. I even put it up there so I wouldn't forget.
I got you.
Very good.
Sit down and be set free.
come to the table. Come get this motley crew of misfits, these liars and these thieves. There's no one I want here. That's sin and shame that you brought with you, you can leave it at the door and let mercy draw you near. Come to the table. Come join the sinners who have been redeemed. Take your place beside the Savior. Sit down and be set free. Come to the table. Come to the table. To the thief and to the doubter, to the hero and the coward, to the prisoner and the soldier, to the young and to the older, all who hunger and who thirst, all the last and all the first, all the paupers and the princes, all who failed, you've been forgiven, all who dream and all who suffer, all who loved and lost a mother, all the chained and all the free, all who follow, all who lead, anyone who's been let down, all the lost who have been found, all who to everyone who hears this song. Come to the table. Come join the sinners who have been redeemed. Take your place beside the Savior. Sit down and be set free.
Beside thee,
and shake before him. The demons run and flee at the mention of the name King of Majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I Am. The great I Am. The great I Am. Demons run and flee at the mention of the name King of Majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I Am. The great I Am. The great I Am.
Yeah.
invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in His grace and His peace. Amen. Let us pray together. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us in singing our sending song, Hallelujah for the Cross.
Freedom, oh hallelujah, for the cross.
Thank you, Jesus. I was a prisoner, and now I'm not. 'Cause with your blood you bought my freedom. Oh, hallelujah for the cross.
Maybe see this. Just a few announcements this morning. Luann, do you want to come up? And Josie, do you want to make an announcement about this morning and next Sunday? Okay. You know, there's a number of things that are happening, we're just going to turn it right over to you guys.
Okay. Next Sunday, May 6th, is our Companionship Sunday. One thing that I learned after I returned from our mission trip to Malawi last year was that part of our covenant with the Balaka Parish was the first Sunday of May each year that we'd celebrate our companionship. So that's what we'll be doing next Sunday in addition to it being a youth Sunday. We'll also be having a special offering for famine prevention. There's a famine prevention fund set up by the Synod. And we'll have a guest preacher, John Sutherland, who is our Companion Synod coordinator. You can get more information about the Famine Prevention Project. There's listed a website link to a video that explains. It has to do with permaculture and training the pastors in our companion parishes how to practice permaculture for sustainable agriculture. And they, in turn, can teach their congregations this. So look forward to seeing you next Sunday.
Good morning. I'm not used to being up on this side. So you will see in your... What?
Maybe it's a sign.
It's a sign? Watch out. He's the new John. Anyway, so in your bulletins, you will find a handout that looks like this. Read through it. It's just one part of what we're going to be doing this week and next Sunday. You will find down in the fellowship hall when you come for Schneckies that there is a million things to look at. And I know that it's really overwhelming, so we're just going to leave it out for next week, I think. But we're focusing on what we can do. And when I say we, I mean the Congregational Life Committee decided that for April, we were going to focus on earth-friendly, how to be green, and because Earth Day lands in April, that was our choice. As part of that, we are also looking at how things like that impact other countries. And in that same vein, we were looking at this Walk for Water, which can help us raise funds for the Global Farm. All of the money that we raise today and next week for the Walk for Water and the Noisy Offering next week and any other funds that you decide to put forward will go toward our goal of $715 that would create a farm for someone. It could go here in the United States. It could go somewhere overseas, anywhere. I mean, ELCA puts it where it's needed. And that money will be taken by our participant at the National Youth Gathering at the end of June. And he will take that money with him to the National Youth Gathering, and it will all be combined together with all of the multitude of... How many kids usually go?
Between 30 and 35,000.
30 and 35,000 youth will be joining together in Houston this summer. And all of them will be bringing contributions from their churches toward the ELC Global Barnyard farm. And so we are going to, we've put our goal amount at 715. And one of the great ways you can throw money at that, if you want, is that we have a track set up in the fellowship hall. It is 164 feet. I didn't bring my notes. I have it all in there. That would take 189 laps. Around our fellowship hall to go the distance that is the average person needs to walk to get water in the day. So on your average day, a girl of 13, would have to walk 5 miles. It's just over 5 miles on average to get 5 gallons of water and carry that 40 pounds worth of water on their head to carry it home. And so we're hoping that what you will do is send me around that track as many times as we possibly can. If you want to walk the track, awesome. So we're hoping that, like, for a buck a lap, you can throw a buck at me and I will walk the lap. And I'm not sure if we can manage 189 laps in the next hour, but we're going to give it a shot. So, yeah, ask me any other questions, but I'm going to cut it.
Thanks, Josie. Thanks, Josie. And by the way, I mean, I didn't preach today and not preaching next Sunday. I still get to preach on Monday night, so I'm not getting off. Just so you know. What I want you to think I was slacking. Okay? The other announcements in here, I think, are self-explanatory. I want to. There is one other thing. One of the musicians over here has a birthday today.
That's me.
What's your
Sydney?
What?
It's
Sydney.
Sydney.
Sydney. Well, I think we should sing "Happy Birthday" to Sydney. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy.
Anyway, well, you know what time it is. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'm not going to let you off like that. Go in peace, serve the Lord.